News Talk, 94.9, WSJM FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock, it's 40. News Talk 94.9, WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Some late morning rain showers into the afternoon. Temperatures will warm through the day to a high of 52. Rain showers and steady temperatures overnight, down to 52. And then rain in the morning. Temperatures will be dropping throughout the day from our morning high of 52. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
On an every other year basis, South Haven Area Emergency Services conducts a Citizen Fire Academy, and the next one is coming up in March. The department says those who take part will learn some life-saving skills, along with getting a good idea what life is like for firefighters. It will be quite physical, so those interested are being urged to talk to their doctors before applying. The activities will include lifting heavy tools, wearing heavy equipment, kneeling, crawling, pulling, and pushing heavy things. There is room for up to 15 people over the age of 18 who live in the greater South Haven area to take part, with an application deadline of March 6th. The classes will be held mostly on Wednesday nights, beginning at 6:30, with three Saturday morning courses. And the program runs through May 8th. Information on how to apply is online at WSJM.com, Town Crier Wire, and MoodyOfTheMarket.com.
Van Buren County High School students are about to be recruited to take part in Envirothon. The Van Buren County Conservation District's Kyle Mead said, for those who haven't heard of it, Envirothon is a high school competition with a focus on natural resources and the environment. He says the students take a test in different locations out in the field.
Might be a forest area, a wetland area, a farm area, and they answer various questions about what goes on with those specific areas that they're being tested at. So it might be identify this tree, what type of animal would live in this tree, what kind of farming practices are going on here, what are the benefits, what are the negatives.
He got his start with his career by taking part in Envirothon some 15 years ago while a student at Lawrence High School, and admits he hadn't even considered this line of work before then. Mead says they will soon be having meetings for interested students, with the regional competition set for March 14th at Fort Custer in Augusta and the state competition slated for May 15th. For more information, it is available at the Michigan Envirothon website at macd.org, and we have a link to that at our website, wsjm.com.
If you had a burning desire to get some comments in to Governor Snyder before he exits office next week, you're out of time. There's a phone line set up in Lansing to take comment on all sorts of issues, but the outgoing message now says the administration is unable to take in anything else.
The next administration takes office at noon on January 1st, 2019. To assist you further.
There is a long list of proposed changes that the public had little opportunity to comment on during lame duck, from online gambling to changes in environmental issues, from school funding to nuclear waste that they may want to support or oppose.
Holiday sales nationwide were the best they've been in 6 years, up 5.1% to $850 billion. The Michigan numbers won't be in for a few weeks, but Megan Holland of the Michigan Retailers Association expects them to be good. What about sales in the new year?
I guess it depends on how long the government shutdown lasts and if the stock market stabilizes. If it keeps falling 500 points, I think that shakes all of our confidence.
Holland says holiday sales were helped by the fact that Christmas Eve fell on a Monday.
As we head into the new year, you'll be seeing more and more driverless cars on the roads. Aaron Jefferson, vice president of ZF Global Electronics in Farmington Hills, says safety has to be first.
If you look at the industrial space, there's farming and mining, automated driving already happening today, fully automated driving. If you look at commercial vehicle, it's kind of in line with pass car. It's safety first and now moving toward AD.
On autonomous driving, Jefferson says there needs to be infrastructure system upgrades in place before full driverless cars are implemented.
Two Michigan environmental regulators implicated in the Flint water scandal have pleaded no contest to misdemeanors in exchange for more serious charges being dropped. Michael Prisby and Stephen Bush, employees of the State Department of Environmental Quality, also agreed to testify against each other on the terms of their deals. They entered their pleas yesterday. The no contest plea isn't an admission of guilt, but is treated as such for sentencing purposes. Frisbee and Bush had been charged with misconduct in office and tampering with water monitoring reports, both felonies, along with misdemeanor violations of Michigan's drinking water law. The development means six of the 15 current or former state and local officials charged in Flint's water crisis have agreed to deals. The other cases are moving slowly. WSJM News Time 6:05. It's 40. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow rose 1,086. NASDAQ up 361. S&P 500 gained 117. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, low-income defendants cost too much.
Is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes. Whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation, May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time, 6:06, 40 degrees. Some officials in Michigan say new rules for low-income defendants cost too much money.
The new state rules are designed to give defendants who are financially limited effective legal representation in court cases, but some officials are complaining about the cost. Oakland County officials are seeking a court order that says they don't have to comply with the state's regulations until the county can get a grant to cover the costs. Oakland County has made several requests for about $3 million a year to hire additional assistant prosecutors and magistrates. The state has so far rejected those requests, saying they're asking for money that no other county is receiving. The new rules, among other things, require counties to provide court-appointed attorneys with continuing education and private spaces for discussions with their clients. Jim Matthews, Michigan News Network.
If you're getting ready to put the holiday decorations away, be careful for some unexpected health hazards. While you may want to keep your Christmas tree up as long as possible, it can become a health hazard as it dries out.
If you see that the needles are brown and getting brittle, those have a very high chance of falling off, causing eye injuries, lacerations, contusions.
That's Dr. Purva Grover, an emergency doctor with Cleveland Clinic.
A New York City police officer is being praised for his handling of an incident in a subway station. Three men who attacked him are now facing criminal charges.
Three men were seen on video attacking New York City police officer Syed Ali on a subway platform Sunday night. He used his baton to keep the group back. The homeless men were originally arrested for sleeping on the subway, but then released without charge. That led to outrage from the NYPD's union. Now charges have been filed. All three charged with riot and obstructing governmental administration. One also facing attempted assault charges. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Time may be running out on one of your benefits.
Got a flexible spending account? Heed this advice from IRS spokesman Eric Smith.
FSAs are use it or lose it.
And in most cases, that means the end of the year. So you may need to get shopping, need a dental appointment, maybe a new pair of glasses. FSAs usually cover them, sometimes even your pet's trip to the vet. All of that's covered. Take that card to the pharmacy and stock up on bandages and other first aid stuff before the end of the year. Still got questions?
Get our medical expense publication, which is available online.
You'll find it at irs.gov. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Aquaman topped the Christmas Day box office while the big-name comedy bombed in its debut.
Permission to come aboard.
Moviegoers clearly still on board for Aquaman. The Jason Momoa superhero hit earned another $22 million at the box office Christmas Day, beating all comers and bumping its global take to over $500 million.
Well done, Holmes.
Not so much. The comedy Holmes and Watson, reteaming stars Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly for the first time since Step Brothers 10 years ago, earned only $6.4 million in its Christmas Day debut amid generally abysmal reviews and a rare 0% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Christopher Watson, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9.
WSJM.
Pistons beat Washington 106-95, Minnesota over the Bulls 119-94, and the Pacers beat Atlanta 129-121.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:09. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.